Welcome to a coaching moment with Life Coach Babs. This coaching moment will be focused on a key for a successful marriage. January's key is compromise. There is an old saying that goes something like this. You may have won the battle, but you lost the war. Disagreements and arguments are inevitable in a marriage, even in a healthy one. When you are willing to compromise for the betterment of your marriage, you are not lowering your standards, but you are raising the bar for reaching an agreement or a settlement of a dispute by making concessions. What does the Bible say about being in agreement with each other? In Amos chapter 3, verse 3, we are asked, "How can two walk together except they agree?" Therefore, a husband and wife must be willing to reach a mutual concession or compromise when disagreements arise. So, what does compromise look like in a marriage? It is an ability to listen to both sides in a dispute and devise a compromise that is acceptable to both. Without it, your marriage is certainly headed for great disturbance or turmoil. Please know, when you are willing to compromise in your marriage, you are headed in the right direction for conflict resolution. Remember, God will not judge us on how we are treated, but He will judge us on how we treat others. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this coaching moment with Life Coach Babs.